This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley, sitting in for Terry Gross. Punch Drunk Love is the new movie by Paul Thomas Anderson that stars Adam Sandler. Anderson's other films include Boogie Nights and Magnolia. Anderson won this year's Best Director Prize at Cannes. So what happened when Anderson teamed up with Adam Sandler? Magic, says film critic John Powers.
Like most people over the age of 16, I'm baffled by the superstardom of Adam Sandler. To me, the guy's a grab bag of annoying mannerisms, mugging, talking in baby voices, snickering at his own jokes. So when I heard that he was starring in the new movie by Paul Thomas Anderson, I wondered if Anderson was engaging in an act of hubris. You know, a sow's ear into silk purse kind of stunt. Well, if so, the magic worked. Punch Drunk Love is the most inventive romantic comedy in ages, a wonderfully strange tour de force full of free-floating anxiety, jarring bursts of violence, and miraculous intimations of sweet music. Sandler plays Barry Egan, a sad-sacked San Fernando Valley businessman whose natural shyness has been amplified by seven sisters who teasingly call him gay boy and affectionately mock his infantile lisp. Barry's a lovely guy, but he's so bottled up that he sometimes just explodes. At one point, he even trashes a restaurant bathroom. His salvation appears in the form of Lena Leonard, a divorcee so cracked that she's played by Breaking the Waves' Emily Watson. Once Lena sets her pinwheel eyes on Barry, she's hooked, and the rest of the movie is all about him overcoming his fears. This is a complicated process that includes a scheme to win a million frequent flyer miles by purchasing pudding, and a battle against phone sex hoodlums. Here, Barry makes an angry call to the head of the phone sex ring, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Who's this?
Hello, sir. My name's Barry Egan. I called your service the other night.
Shut the
What's that?
What's the problem?
The problem is, if you give me a chance to explain, one of your employees...
That girl who I was just speaking with has been threatening me. And four blonde gentlemen just attacked me and smashed my car and hurt my girl.
It has nothing to do with me. All right? I run a legitimate business here.
Listen to me. What's your name, sir? Answer me.
What's your name?
I'm Barry Egan.
How do I know? You can be anyone.
You're a bad person. You have no right taking people's confidence in your service. You understand me, sir?
You're sick.
No.
Shut up! Shut up! Now!
Anderson has always had the knack of finding something new in well-known actors. Think of Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights or Tom Cruise in Magnolia. Here he gives us Adam Sandler as we've never before seen him, hunched, crunched, and muttering, soft-faced, big-pored, and flushed with rage. While it would be a stretch to say that he gives a great performance, he brings Barry alive with an often soulful piece of acting that expands and deepens our sense of his persona, as, say, Clint Eastwood once did with his own tough guy image. In a sense, Punch Drunk Love is an Adam Sandler comedy gone berserk. It takes the archetypal structure of a Sandler picture, in which a loser triumphs over all odds and winds up snagging the sexy blonde. Yet Anderson pushes this formula to the breaking point. He amps up the contradictory sides of Sandler's screen image, the adolescent troublemaker and the love-struck goof, and then lays bare the anger, terror, violence, and yearning that lie underneath. May I say, you can only admire the heroic perversity of turning the king of slobby teen comedy into the star of a rigorously poetic art film. At bottom, Punch Drunk Love is something of a fractured version of an old MGM musical. The score veers between jarring percussion and demented Parisian romanticism. The lovers are color-coded blue and red. And Barry's peak of exuberance comes when he does a soft shoe while purchasing pudding. Crazily enough, the movie's theme song is He Needs Me, as sung by Shelley Duvall's Olive Oil in the movie Popeye. Yet even as he makes us smile, Anderson wants his movie to get under our skin. He externalizes Barry's inner chaos by making the outside world feel profoundly assaultive. Sunlight burns bright as a nuclear blast. Cars crash with unsettling randomness. And for the first few minutes, you may think the sound has been mixed incorrectly because the whole world's so loud. Motors, footsteps, rattling pipes, everything. No wonder Barry's a jangle of nerves. This assaultiveness recedes as Barry begins to break free from his anxiety. And after a glorious romantic visit to Waikiki, the action slowly reaches a plateau of calm acceptance. For all their surface darkness, Anderson's movies are all about outcasts and loners finding shelter, ersatz families, someone to watch over them. He clearly believes, or wants to believe, that an accepting woman is waiting for even the most difficult guy. Punch Drunk Love is less emotionally juicy than Anderson's other pictures, and Lena is more a wish fulfillment than a full-blooded character. Yet the movie winds up being Anderson's sunniest, attuned to the glorious romanticism in the wackiest of things. This is a film in which the absurd modern obsession with frequent flyer miles is transformed into the ultimate proof of fidelity. And true intimacy is revealed by a man telling his lover, "I'm sorry I beat up the bathroom."
John Powers is media columnist and film critic for LA Weekly.